Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Money FM 89.3. This is Mind Your Business on Prime Time. And Motorist is Singapore's leading automotive platform and has introduced a new road assist feature in its vehicle management app to smoothen the car ownership experience.
Well, it enables you to swiftly select and call the relevant auto-related service with no obligations, of course, and makes calling for road assistance simple and affordable. And this feature is just the latest to help drivers simplify vehicle ownership and drive your best, forget the rest.
And in the 4 years since its founding, they now have a user base of over 30,000 and continue to grow. To tell us more is CEO of Motorist, Damon Sia. Damon, thanks for joining us today. What was the genesis of Motorist, also your vehicle management app and this new Road Assist? Was it personal experience?
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Bernard and Howie, for having me here. So, started Motorist 4 years ago when I first trying to sell my vehicle. So it was a super pain experience going to multiple dealers.
Okay.
Yeah, multiple dealers getting the best price for my vehicle. And then when I finally found the one that gave the best price, I was quite skeptical about the processes of selling the vehicle.
Mm.
So then I realized that this is really a big pain point for car owners that wants to sell. So that's when I've decided to come in to fix this problem, to actually handle the entire end-to-end process of selling vehicles and to aggregate all the used car dealers within one platform to get you the best price for your vehicle.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's not just a comparison site, right, or a comparison platform. You actually do have processes that help a person out if they want to buy or sell a car.
Right now, we are only doing on the selling piece, the buying piece yet. So basically, end-to-end, we basically help to collect the information of the vehicle, send it out to all my dealers.
Mm-hmm.
My dealers will come up with a price. So if the consumer is keen on the price, then we would set an appointment, advise on what's the steps, what's the procedure, when will the money be in to a bank, things like that, until you hand over your vehicle, and then that's where we will end our process,
helping you. What are your thoughts on Motorist's growth? Obviously, it has grown very well over the years.
Yep.
I mean, how have you done this?
Well, basically,
right
I think...
Right place, right time.
Yeah, right place, right time. I have a good team. We are all working very hard, and I think we just provide very good service that people like. So I think in this technology, in this age, right, people are leaning towards technology and people just want to get things simpler and fast. So based on our goal is to actually simplify things for car owners. So basically, that's why we've come up with all this tools and services to simplify vehicle ownership. So just wants to jump straight into our Motorist app. So basically, we created an app to help car owners to manage all their administrative matters. So like, for example, if you got a fine, we will notify you. If your road tax is due, we will notify you. Especially important things like vehicle recall that relates to safety matters, the app will notify you as well. So it's an incredible app that has a lot of different features that helps car owners throughout the entire ownership journey.
Why do you think no one's done this?
Actually, there's someone that's doing it. It's One Motoring. So basically, but One Motoring being a government agency, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things that they couldn't integrate. So for us, it's as a private company, there's a lot of things that we are doing besides the administrative matters. So like, for example, the latest
okay, so
one,
then why don't you think a private company has done this?
I think it's a tough business. So basically, to be honest, right, because I started off with this I started off as an aggregator to help a car owner sell their vehicle. So it's a transactional-based business, and we do see income on that front.
Yeah.
But building an app with users, building features on the app, it's just
it
a cost center.
It's an investment.
It's an investment. Mm. We invested all our profits back into the company to build this thing that simplifies lives for car owners.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the other challenges you faced setting up, and how did you tackle them?
Well, of course, as an SME, when we grew up from a startup to right now, we are an SME of 40 men strong. There's definitely challenges along the way. Competitors coming in, copying our model, doing the same thing exactly from end to end. What we are doing, they just do the same thing, you know.
Right.
And competitors having more funding than us, challenging us on different fronts like marketing, like offline advertisement.
Yeah.
So these are all the big challenges that we have to take up as part of a business journey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But of course,
you didn't have first mover advantage.
In fact, I did. So basically, when I first started the cell,
that's
portion,
why the
right,
copycats, yeah, right?
Mm. Exactly. So that, like, over, like, in less than 3 months, right, there's like more than 10 that sprung up
who
just do the exact same thing. So of course, my team, we have more expertise in the areas that we are doing. Like for myself, I'm a tech developer. I have a guy that's very good at marketing and a guy that's very good at sales. So the combination of what we are doing, I think it's the ones that drive the company to a greater height.
It's a strong team. It's a strong team. Okay, Damon, how does Motorist ensure data security though? I mean, this is top of mind these days.
Right. To all my users, so basically we have all the relevant security measures in place. So data encryption, data access level. So there's only limited access to the right people that requires to access your data. Yeah, and also it's only based on inquiry basis. So for example, if you're an app user and never inquire with us to sell a vehicle, my team that is doing the selling test will not contact you and things like that. Hmm. Yeah, it's all more of proactive. Once you reach out to us, then that's where we activate the information process down to our team to contact you.
CEO of Motorist, Damon Xia, joining us today. Damien, for the uninitiated, what were the hassles of selling a car in Singapore?
Wow. Okay, so...
We don't have a whole hour for you to tell us the hassle. Just give us the top line.
Sure. So basically, if you want to sell a vehicle... A lot of us tends to go for trade-in, which is the easiest way out. But rest assured, I'm quite sure that if you do a trade-in, the price will not be that fantastic. So when people go through Motorist, 95% of the time, we get the best deal in the market. That is if you are selling to a used car dealer. So, but if you are looking to sell to a direct buyer, then it's of course, like you have to wait and see whether there's any taker for your vehicle.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What has the impact of ride-hailing services been on car ownership these days? What do you think?
So, on that, I don't think it really kind of affect car ownership because, do you guys drive?
I don't.
Bernard used to, I never have.
I used to drive. Yeah.
So it doesn't affect my choice of being to give up car ownership, right?
Right.
But I think it has as evidence some people who would give up.
Not really per se, in my opinion. So, but there are people that actually switch to PHV to be a PHV driver. So on that front, I will just have to comment that it's because that PHV, there's no need for a down payment. So that those about 5 years ago, those are times when you can drive off a car with zero down payment. But these days, you have to make at least a 30-40% down payment, which costs people to move into leasing instead.
Right.
So people are using PHV cars for their personal use and also to do ride-hailing.
Okay, talk us through, say, the four cycles of car ownership and how that impacts what you do at Motorist.
Sure. So how Motorist define car ownership is you buy, you drive, you maintain, you sell. So, right, but there is no one platform in Singapore that actually handhold the entire ownership cycle. So if you drive, you go to actually Kamat. If you maintain, probably go to the workshop
that your dad
recommend or whatever it is. But for Motorist, what you want to do is we will know your information from the start when you buy the vehicle, you add to our platform. And then from there, we can actually help you manage your vehicle. So when you go...
With the reminders and all that.
And then when you go to the maintenance, we also help you get the best price for servicing and things like that. And then when you sell, then you can come to us. We have kind of your data in our system. Then we can actually help you get the better price for your vehicle. So until your next vehicle, when you add with us, we kind of know what is your pattern. So what are you thinking? So what do you prefer? Do you want to get a grooming every year? Do you want to do this and that? So those are things that we will smartly push out our service to you as a consumer.
Okay, before we let you go, Damien, what are the future plans for Motorist?
Right. So so right now we are actually in the driving phase. So as I was sharing the four cycles, right, we did selling, we did driving. So upcoming next year, we'll be doing maintenance. So that's
with
where we will aggregate
all the
workshop, all the groomers, and aftermarket parts and things like that. So and of course, horizontally, we are actually moving out of Singapore. So we are in Malaysia last year. So actually, end of the year, we'll be in Thailand. And of course, if we have funding, we will probably be going into Indonesia and Vietnam as well.
How was the feedback in Malaysia so far? How has it been?
Yep. So I think it's the same problem throughout different countries. So basically, if you want to to sell your car, you don't know where to go to. There's too many dealers out there. You just want to get a price from a platform, and then someone will be there to actually handhold you throughout the entire process, because it's just very tedious, and it's like you don't sell car that often, right? It's like you sell a car maybe 3 or 5 times a lifetime. So
that's not at all.
Exactly.
CEO of Motris, Damien Xia, joining us today. Damien, thank you so much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.